It was over a year ago when I received a text message from Bishop Cantu, our bishop. And I remember I was in my room at Queen of Apostles. That's where I was staying as vocation director. And it was around noon when I received the text message. Of course, when I looked at it, it says, Bishop Cantu. I'm like, whoo, what is this all about? So I read the text message, and it says, do you have a minute to talk? I'm like, this is not good. So I texted back, and I responded, sure, Bishop, why don't I phone you? And I did. I phoned our bishop, and I asked him what I could do for him. And he asked me a bunch of questions, like, aren't you a member of the personnel board? And I said, yes, Bishop. And you know what's being discussed in the personnel board? And I said, yes, Bishop. But I was thinking to myself, just cut to the chase. Just tell me what you want. So I waited and waited, and he said to me, and you know that this is a time for us to be assigning priests, moving and transitioning. I said, yes, Bishop, I kind of get it where you're going with this. And he said to me, well, I've decided to take the recommendation of the board to assign you at Holy Spirit. Good thing I was sitting down. I nearly fell off my chair. So I said to the bishop, I said, are you serious? I said, he asked me, you're asking me if I'm serious? Of course I'm serious. So he said to me, I'm giving you time to think and to pray. I'm giving you until this evening. And I said, thank you very much. But I told the good bishop, I said, no, you don't have to wait until the end of the day. And I said, I'll be very happy. I'm glad to take the assignments and go to Holy Spirit come July 1st. He said, thank you. When I hang up the phone, I said to myself, what did I just do? So I started to think. And I tell you, my friends, I was filled with fear. I was very fearful because I'm following a well-loved, a very good pastor. And I said to myself, I'm also following Father Brendan, who's not only tall, but I'm filling big shoes, humongous shoes. But a wise woman reminded me of something. She said to me, I know you're fearful. I know that you're thinking that you are going to fill big shoes. But, she said, you are responsible for filling your own shoes. And they're your own. They're not Father Brendan's. They're not Father X. They're yours. No matter what, she said, you will be the leader of Holy Spirit. I thought about that and I prayed about the very insightful statement from this wise woman. And I said to myself, it's true, isn't it, that sometimes in our lives we put ourselves in a little box. We put ourselves in a little box and we doubt ourselves. We don't believe ourselves. We don't trust that we can do more than what we think. In fact, we are more than what we think. People are more than what we think of them. The only way to acknowledge that or to get over that is to break out of that box and to acknowledge how gifted we all are, to acknowledge how loved we are by God, and to acknowledge that we are being called by God because God believes in each one of us. In our gospel reading today, we hear of Jesus going back to his hometown, Nazareth. He was probably away for years, and people from his neighbors, his friends from Nazareth, heard about his healing ministry. They heard about his teachings. They heard about his preaching. They heard about all the good and kind things, the miracles, feeding of the multitude, walking on water, name it. They heard all of that. Now, Jesus was on vacation. He went back home. He went to the synagogue. It was Saturday. He went to the synagogue to worship God. And he read from the sacred scripture. People were amazed. But not only amazed, but people thought they knew all about him. People thought that because he grew up with them, they knew all about Jesus. They started to ask themselves, isn't he the carpenter? Isn't he the son of Mary, the son of Joseph? Aren't his brothers here with us, his sisters here with us? Where is he getting all of this? Where is he getting all of his wisdom, his insight? The mighty things that he's doing, where is he getting all of this? Basically, they placed Jesus in a little box and they failed to recognize that Jesus is much bigger than what they were thinking. As I've said, we are much bigger than what we think. People are more than we think. And that is the problem in today's gospel reading. But, as I've said, people are more than what we think, and we are more than what we think. That, in fact, is the call of the gospel. That we are more than what we think because we are made in the image and likeness of God. In fact, we need to show to others who we really are, our true identity as beloved sons and daughters of God. People think that we are less, but we are in fact more than what they think. We are in fact how God and what God thinks. And what God sees in all of us. And we see that in real life, don't we? Mother Teresa, for example. The short little woman, people probably were thinking, what could she possibly do? And yet, this little woman, this petite woman, was able to help many, many people. She was able to give love and support to those who were unloved and untouched. Let's take, for example, Dorothy Day. Dorothy Day, perhaps, were thinking, what could she possibly do? And yet, Dorothy Day did a lot helping those who are in need. Or maybe Francis of Assisi. Francis of Assisi, they're probably thinking, ooh, wow, Francis of Assisi. But she did a lot, not only to reform the church, but also to love nature, to love God's creation, and to love the poor. So you see, my friends, we are bigger than what we think. People are more than what we think. Why? Because in every single one of us, there is a spark of the divine. In every single one of us, there is goodness. All we have to do is to break out of that box, to get out of that box, to show people, to manifest people who we really, really are. My brothers and sisters, as we continue with our liturgy now this morning, we are invited again and again to reflect on the events of Jesus' life in today's gospel reading. We need to take the step to manifest who we are. In fact, to manifest what God sees in us and what God thinks about us. Sometimes that causes our friends to wonder. And that's okay. Maybe that's what we need. Remember now, my friends, you and I are bigger than what we think, because we are made in God's image and likeness.